When you're dating somebody, you're not really sure how to handle Valentine's Day because how long you've been dating someone kind of dictates what you should and shouldn't get them. Joining us, it's etiquette expert Karen Thomas. You can find her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, one of my good friends, her son graduated college. He's in his first serious relationship. They've been dating under a year. And he asked, what do I get her for Valentine's Day? His mom, my friend, told her chocolate roses, like the ones that have like the red foil on top. And I said that was a wrong answer.
Yeah, it didn't feel like a good strong one anyways.
Exactly. Well, she's kind of combining, I guess, the roses and the candy situation. So if it's been close to a year, kind of know the other person a little bit more intimately, I would say you can definitely go with the roses. Maybe you don't want to do the red. You don't want to do the love, but go something maybe a little lighter, maybe pink or something like that. Nice perfume, something of that nature that you know that the other person likes. Don't just go rogue random. Going something very light, like a card or anything. It's if you haven't been dating long, but you kind of know the person now, if it's almost been a year, the roses, maybe a piece of jewelry, something like that.
You know, Karen, forgive me if, cause I'm just a man and obviously I've screwed this up a million times before in my life, but you know, we've always been told no appliances, anything like that. Not something somebody needs. What I've been told is indulgences, right? Those are the things that you want to give. Things that people would love to have, but they're never going to get them for themselves.
Absolutely. It cannot be an appliance or something like that. Never that, like you said. But something like an indulgence or an experience. Experiences are huge this year. You know, maybe like a ski trip. Now, I'm not saying for somebody who's been dating only a year, but I mean like husbands and wives, and maybe collaborate on that, and spa, gift cards, things like that, that people can actually experience and appreciate. It's not made any work for them.
Now, I always bring up this story because I like to throw it in my husband's face. But when we were first started dating, we had only been dating for 2 weeks when it was Valentine's Day. And he did not even acknowledge me or the day. And I ate at McDonald's 3 times that day by myself in my car. And I cried because I thought he didn't really like me. Because why wouldn't he like call or make plans or do anything? Is there a time where you're dating somebody like 2 weeks where you just don't get them anything?
If you had one date and then it didn't pan out, not planning on calling the person ever again, then just skip it, okay? But let's say in your situation, it was 2 weeks and you were seeing each other kind of regularly. Just a simple token or an acknowledgement of the day is appropriate.
You heard right. that, Paul? Hear that?
Especially when you get the word back on campus that everybody's like, there's some girl. She's like freaking out in the McDonald's parking lot and crying
by
and
herself.
Wandering in circles. Speaking in tongues to the sky.
She's eating so many McNuggets.
Yeah. I think you were out with her last week. He should have showed up and done something there.
Okay. So any other tips when people are shopping for their significant other this holiday?
Don't overspend. Don't put yourself into debt. Make sure that you're spending well within your means. That's always just a good thing. And have fun with it. This is one of those frivolous holidays. You really just want to have fun and express your love to your significant other.
And don't buy yellow roses for somebody that you like, because that means friendship. Also, have that mistake.
Pink is like you like them, right?
Pink.
Pink
is like, I don't love you, but I like you.
I almost
don't know. I almost think that one's kind of offensive, too. Mm. It's like, I'm not really ready
and
to
commit. And white roses, too. That's kind of saying like, white. So, yeah.
Okay.
Great. Karen Thomas, you can find her online at ktetiquette.com.